6 vows favorable for bhakti. Utsah nischaya dhairya tat tat karma parvartanat sang tyago sato vritti shadbir bhakti prasiddhati. Translation: progress in bhakti may be obtained by the following 6 practices. 1. Enthusiasm to carry out the rules which enhance bhakti. 2. Firm faith in the statements of the Shastras and the Guru whose words are fully in line with the Shastra. 3. Fortitude in the practice of bhakti. Even in the midst of obstacles or patience during the practice stage of bhakti, even when there is a delay in attaining one's desired goal. 4. Following the limbs of bhakti, such as hearing, shravan, and chanting, kirtan, and giving up one's material sense enjoyment for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. 5. Giving up illicit connection with women, the association of those who are overly attached to women, and the association of Mayavadis, atheists, and pseudo-religionists. And 6. Adopting the good behavior and character of pure devotee. Updesh Prakashika Tika. The word utsaha or enthusiasm refers to eagerness to perform the limbs of sadhan which enhance bhakti. The word nischaya or conviction signifies firm faith. Dhairya means not slacking one's execution of the limbs of bhakti, even when there is a delay in obtaining the desired goal. The meaning of tat tat karma parvartanat is to fully renounce one's material enjoyment while endeavoring exclusively for the attainment of Bhagwan. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.19.24, Bhagwan Shri Krishna says to Uddhav, evam dharme manushyanam Uddhav atma nivedinam mai sanjayate bhaktihi ko anyo artho asya avashishyet. Devotion which is saturated with love for me arises in the hearts of those who offer their very soul unto me and who follow the religious principles which are favorable for bhakti. What other object remains to be obtained for those who have attained my bhakti? The meaning of sato vritti is to adopt the exalted conduct of devotees. Piyush Varshani Vritti. Maintaining one's existence by appropriate means and cultivating bhakti are two essential activities for devotees. The first half of this verse indicates attitudes which are favorable for the cultivation of bhakti, and the second half describes how a devotee should conduct his life. Enthusiasm, optimism, patience, executing activities which nourish bhakti, renouncing bad association, and adopting the good behavior of devotees are the means of obtaining success in bhakti. First, utsaha. Eagerness to follow the rules and regulations of bhakti is called utsaha. Without this enthusiasm, one's bhakti will vanish. Following the limbs of bhakti with great respect is called utsaha. Second, nischaya. The meaning of nischaya is firm faith. Third, dhairya. Not slacking one's execution of the limbs of bhakti, even when there is delay in obtaining the desired goal, is called dhairya or patience. Fourth, bhakti poshaka karma. There are two types of activities which nourish bhakti. Positive injunctions, vidhi, and negative injunctions, nishedha. Performing the limbs of bhakti, headed by shravan and kirtan, is the prescribed vidhi. Renouncing one's personal enjoyment for the purpose of giving pleasure to Sri Krishna is primary nishedha. Fifth, sangha tyaga. One should renounce the association of non-devotees, women, and those attached to women. Non-devotees here means sense enjoyers, mayavadis, and those who make a pretentious display of dharma. Sixth, Shad Vritti. One should adopt the virtuous conduct of a pure devotees and thereby maintain one's life in a suitable manner. Renunciate devotees should beg alms, preferably by performing madhukari. This is a process of begging where, like a madhukar or a bee, from many different flowers, they accept very little alms from many different households. Householder devotees should sustain their lives by means which are favorable to the regulations pertaining to Vedic system of social order, varnashrama. This is sadvritti. Anuvritti. Utsa means to remain indifferent to the cultivation of jnana, the activities of karma, sadhans which have any aim other than to please Shri Krishna, and one's preferred variety of material enjoyment, which resolutely executing the limbs of sadhan bhakti. Bhagavad bhakti alone is the ultimate objective of all living beings. Such firm faith is called nishchaya. Sometimes wandering onto the path of karma, jnana and so forth makes one's mind restless, and falling their sadhans only produce suffering in the end. Therefore, the path of bhakti is the sole constitutional path for all jivas. Such firm conviction is called dhairya or fortitude. The Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32-33 describe those jnanis who commit offense at Bhagwan's lotus feet by falsely considering themselves liberated, and also the steadfastness of loving premi devotees upon the path of bhakti. Ye anya ravindaksh vimukta maninas tvai ashta bhavad avishuddh buddhaya aroha krishnena param padam tatha patanti adha anadrita yusmat angrihi. O lotus eye lord, those who do not take shelter of your lotus feet vainly consider themselves to be liberated, because they are devoid of affection and devotion for you. Their intelligence is impure. Because they are devoid of affection and devotion for you, their intelligence is impure. Even though such person approach the platform of liberation by undergoing severe austerities and falling spiritual practices, they fall from that position due to neglecting your lotus feet. Tatha nate madhava tavaka kvachid Brashanti marga tvai bandh sohradaha tvai abhi gupta vicharanti nirbhaya vinaya akanikpa murdasu prabhu. O Madhav, the jnanis who imagine themselves to be liberated may fall from their so-called position of liberation, but your devotees, who are bound to you by a tie of intimate affection, never fall from the path of bhakti. Because such devotees are fully protected by you, they fearlessly cross over all obstacles by placing their feet upon the heads of the predominating deities who are empowered to instigate the most severe types of obstacle. Concerning the path of bhakti, Haridas Thakur took a steadfast vow to chant in the face of all obstacles. This idol in the realm of bhakti is related in this verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Lila 16.94. Khand khand hai de jai jadi pran, tabu ami vadane na chadi harinam. Regardless, if my body is cut to pieces and the life here exists my body, I will never abandon the chanting of Harinam. Such determination to remain upon the path of bhakti is called dhairya, fortitude. To execute the limbs of bhakti, such as hearing Harikatha, performing kirtan of Bhagavat Naam, and meditating on Bhagwan's names, form, and pastime, with such determination is tat tat karma pravartanat. The association of Bhagwan's devotees is very desirable. One should never associate with karmis, jnanis, or those who are filled with extraneous desires, knowing them to be less intelligent and of an enjoying tendency. What to speak of approaching them to fulfill any type of desire for prestige, to maintain any type of relationship with them is not proper. Keeping such bad association at a safe distance, one should adopt the ways of those saintly devotees who are always immersed in chanting Harinam. Karma, Gyan, Ashtanga Yoga and so forth, which are devoid of the desire to please Krishna, Bhagavat Bhav, are not steps along the path of bhakti. Even if one possesses all good qualities, if he is devoid of bhakti, those very qualities merely transform into faults. But all virtuous qualities certainly reside within one who possesses bhakti. Therefore, the path of bhakti is characterized by saintly conduct, enthusiasm to serve Sri Krishna, full faith and steadfastness in that service, ensuring that all endeavors are solely for Krishna's service, renouncing the company of all others except Krishna's devotees, and falling in the footsteps of Krishna devotees. These six practices enhance bhakti.